It's called Mind Killer, and I interviewed a bunch of there are 20 episodes up so far, and I haven't recorded any in a long time, but I've been meaning to get back to it. But yeah, it's all just audio. They're about hour-long interviews with each person. I should interview her. But yeah, I did it because there are just so many amazing artists in Chicago. It's incredible the community that we have here. I feel like it's really special. And it kind of led to that. I think that actually might be the beginning of my, you were asking about like when I started doing comics journalism, and I think probably that I got the idea in my head that I wanted to do more journalistic work probably from the podcast. That was probably the moment that I started thinking, oh, it'd be interesting to make art about my own life rather than just make fiction. Because Chicago is a major city, but it's still relatively cheap to live here. I think in New York and LA, it's gotten so expensive for people to live that if you're a creative person, you have to work a full-time job to be able to afford to live in those cities. Whereas Chicago, there's still a lot of pretty cheap real estate. It's cheaper to rent, so you can work a part-time job and make art. So I think that attracts a lot of artists. There are a handful of colleges and universities here that attract people. And I think a lot of people come from the South to get away from to just come to a bigger city and then like it so much that they end up staying.